talking to the OPCC Chief Executive, Andrew White. Andrew White, unanimous backing from the Police and Crime Panel to proposed 1.99% increase in council tax policing precept. Tell us about how pleased you are that you have that unanimous backing.
Oh, we're delighted that the strength of the case that we put to the Police and Crime Panel has been accepted and understood by every member of the panel. We don't make this increase lightly. It's important that whenever you make an increase in council tax, that it is well understood the reasons for it. And the panel have understood that we've got a very serious need to increase the base budget and meet the cuts that are being imposed on us to ensure that we keep effective policing in Devon and Cornwall.
As part of the OPCC presentation this morning, clearly you're looking ahead for the next four financial years, and it's a pretty bleak picture looking sort of longer term about some of the challenges that lie ahead, and you were setting out those challenges this morning.
We've got to find £29 million worth of budget savings over the next 4 years, and that's an enormous task. Now, we have a plan to do that, but that plan won't be easy, and we need to ensure that we keep our council tax base going at the same time. But you will see changes emerge to the way that Devon and Cornwall is policed over the next 4 years, but it will still be effective whilst we have this governance and leadership in place.
So the decision that's been taken today effectively means that we'll all be paying somewhere along the lines of £3 or £3.50 per household for the next financial year. But clearly, Tony Hogg, the PCC, has some difficult decisions to make longer term about perhaps asking the public to pay even more than that in future years.
Well, the Commissioner will certainly want to discuss with the public about how do they want to see policing develop across Devon and Cornwall? And we do have a very stark choice. Would the public be prepared to pay more to get a higher level of policing presence throughout Devon and Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly? Now, that's going to be a complex and difficult discussion, and that's a discussion that we'll have with the public over the year coming. And I don't know where that will go, but the Commissioner wants to get a sense from the public is how much do they want increased levels of policing, and if so, are they willing to pay for it? But for the time being, we're just on this 1.99 increase, which will make a small increase to people's council tax bills.
And finally, that small increase actually physically means what to the public listening to this interview now? What does it physically mean to them? What will they see?
Well, it means that we can maintain current levels of policing, frontline policing requirements. So the, you know, we will maintain levels of service of police officers and PCSOs out in the community, and that's really important. It also allows us to start investing in some of those new and difficult areas, such as child sexual exploitation, cybercrime, difficult places where we're getting extra demands on policing and the public are very genuinely concerned. We've got a plan over the next year for the Chief Constable to be able to do that really well.